Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So let's go to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. We'll talk Caps hockey with our guy Joe Beninati. He's also done so much of the Big Ten football stuff. I'd imagine he's called some Gophers games. So, Joe B., is Minnesota one of these freezing cold cities where you can go everywhere indoors like Indianapolis? Do they have those built-in tunnels and stuff?
Yes, in the Minneapolis-St. Paul, sure. Yeah, but it's cold, guys. You better dress in layers. There's no way to avoid it. I know the Caps go there very soon. In fact, they have a December trip where we do the double hit, the double dip, guys. Minnesota, Winnipeg. We call it Minnie and Winnie. And you might see a temperature over 15 degrees if you're lucky.
Isn't Winnipeg one of the coldest places on the planet when you go there?
Because of the incredibly windy conditions,
yeah.
Grant.
The wind is, I went once, Joe.
Vicious.
One time and I'm good. I'm all set. I never need to see that city again. I have never been that cold in my life.
Oh, the Caps are there. Let's see. I think we're in St. Paul on the 16th of December and lovely Winnipeg on the 13th. So it's right around the corner.
Look at you.
Yeah, it's you don't want to spend too much time outside, not this time of year. And in Winnipeg, it's you're living fresh, they say. Fresh.
Here's my issue, fresh. Though. So, first, I hate wearing coats, but I don't really have a choice. I'm going to have to wear a coat in Minneapolis.
Grant, you better bring a coat.
You got so many coats.
So, I'm going to, I promise. But the traveling with, like, if I travel, I don't want to bring a suit bag. You know, like, when you travel, how many bags are you bringing?
Well, usually there's a rule with the Caps. You can get away with one legitimately big suitcase and then one work bag. So I have that. This has been what we're on right now is a crazy one, little four-game trip that's coast to coast. It started on Long Island and now we're in California. So my head's still spinning a little bit, but yeah, you get away with one big bag. They don't really want you tromping on the plane with three and four bags. No, not good.
So are you hanging up a suit bag then in the little
So that's such a pain in the butt to travel
like,
with.
I just hate traveling that way.
Well, for us, I know I'm traveling four different looks on this trip. So, yeah, you just make sure you're hanging them up and you're ironing when necessary.
Mm, that stinks. All right, Joe Beninati, still making it work, though. He's calling goals. He's calling wins. How about the Caps? When we talked to you a few weeks ago, bleak might be strong, Joe B., but things were not looking good. Winners of 8 of 9, winners of 5 in a row. They're scoring goals. The power play is fixed. The penalty kill is improving. The Caps are good at hockey again.
Yeah, I might beg issue on a little bit of those special teams numbers or fixes that you were referring to. They're getting there. If they were there, then you'd be talking about, again, a team that'd be headed towards winning a conference or competing for a president's trophy. They've been making their bones, guys, by playing really well 5-on-5. Yes, the power play is contributing. I noticed I just took a gander at my sheet. It says they're 33% on the road in the last 15 opportunities. That's good. But overall, I think both special teams coaches, the power play coach who runs it, Kirk Muller, Scotty Allen on the PK side. I think if you talk to both of them, they say they would be better, could be better, and they're getting there. They're improving. The critical thing is, can you get a power play goal in a crucial moment of the game? They don't care if you go 1-for-10 as long as you get that one at a good spot. Can you kill the big penalty, the opponent power play late in regulation? It's okay, you're right, you gave up a power play goal in the first period, but now can you kill this one protecting a one-goal lead in the third? They've been doing those things, so in that regard, they are better. And 5-on-5, guys, they've been one of the best teams in the league all the way around, not just in terms of goal differential, but even in those deeper specialty analytics categories, they've been one of the best 5-on-5 teams for good the first 2 months.
Yo, what's Tom Wilson doing different? This goal-scoring pace he's on is unbelievable.
My gosh. Danny, bottle it up and just keep it, because it's so cool all of a sudden to start saying that Tom Wilson's among the top 6 and 7 goal scorers in the league. There was a time there where he had the 2 goals on Long Island to start this trip where he was the 5th leading goal scorer in the NHL. Shooting percentage-wise, my God, Sidney Crosby's number 1 in the league in shooting percentage. Tom Wilson's number 3. This is fabulous. I'm so happy for him. He works so darn hard. His leadership qualities are through the roof. And now he's doing it not only with his physicality, but with his scoring, with his work on the power play. Yeah, he's the power play goal scoring leader, oh, by the way. And it's neat when a player can lead his team in goals, points, and penalty minutes. And that's what Wilson's doing.
In the net, circuit to circuit this year, Logan Thompson's been fabulous. Even when they weren't playing well, he was. There's a case to be made. He's been the best goalie in hockey so far this season, isn't there, Joe B?
That was the case last year, too. Honestly, Grant, I felt the same way the first 4 months last season. I may have even said it to you guys already. I thought, as it turned out at the end of the season, Winnipeg's Connor Hellebuck won the Vezina and the MVP. To me, in the first 4 months of the season, that was Logan Thompson. The Caps were right there for the President's Trophy at that time. They were running away with the East. They ran away with the Metro. Thompson, to me, was the major reason. And Thompson is the key, one of them at least. If you wanted to throw a net over Thompson, Wilson, Chychrun, and now Ovechkin of late, but those first three, Thompson, Chychrun, Wilson, they've been right there vying for Caps MVP the entire first two and a half months of the season. And Logan's just dazzling at the right time now. And is he on the radar screen for Team Canada in the Olympics? Absolutely. Is Wilson? Is Chychrun? Absolutely. So the better they play, the better the chances are for them on an international stage come February.
So I was actually going to bring that up. I'm glad you mentioned that. Do they hurt each other in some way because they're on the same NHL team, or is that irrelevant? And how do you see this going? Just thinking out loud, and I want you to react to this, but to me, I think LT is a lot, like, should be a lock. I think Wilson is more than deserving. I'd love to see Chychrun make the Olympic team as well. In Wilson's case, I was talking to someone who covers the league a couple of days ago, and they said, listen,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come on. Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Because of the difference in rules, it's just really hard. Because you think you would take like speed and goal scoring and all this. I'm like, you mean the guy on pace for 48 goals? Maybe that works too. But they think of Wilson as this big physical guy, and there's not as much hitting and there's no fighting. So does that work against him, or are we past that?
I have a feeling, and I just, you know, Tom was at the orientation camp in the off season for Canada. The Canadian brass, the coaches, the managers, they really love the guy. Now, you have to make that decision whether or not you want your 12 or 15 forwards, however many you get to bring for Team Canada. Do you want them all to be thoroughbred, high-point scoring, end-to-end guys, or do you want some diversity? I mean, Tom helps you in every which way possible. And to me, I think I would say he has a great chance of making it. Now, are you going to pick a younger, flashier, more point-and-goal-producing type player than Tom? Or do you want Tom to grind it out in the corner? Tom to be, oh, you know, you do get penalties in the Olympics, so I need a good penalty killer. Hello, Tom Wilson. There's so many different ways he helps. And again, if you need a big, jarring, open ice collision, a momentum turning check, who better than this guy? I think he's earned it. I hope he has. And it's just, I think the points and the goals this year are window dressing for him. I think he was deserving even if he wasn't leading the team in goals and points. But now it becomes that much easier for Team Canada to go, look, this is not what Tom was at the beginning of his career, a fourth line insert, physical guy, drop the gloves if need be. He has become an all-around valuable player in so many different ways. I think he can only benefit Canada.
Speaking of collisions, Joe B, and you know the voice, Joe Beninati, with us here on Grant and Danny. I forget the exact turn of phrase Locker used last night. We're talking about Matt Roy. Was it a stand-up son of a gun or a stout son of a gun? It was something after an open ice. There was a player trying to go one way, and Matt Roy said, no, that's the end of your trip here. I'll take that puck, please, and thank you. But I know we're not allowed to use this in the analytics community, of course, but second among defensemen and plus-minus for the team. I feel like he's unheralded as a lot of these guys are pressing forward in action. Jacob Chychrun seems to score every other game, but him, TVR, go into that, what some of these defensive players are doing.
Just a great pickup by you there on Matt Roy, because Matt doesn't get nearly enough credit that he deserves. He allows Jacob Chychrun to be Jacob Chychrun. When you know you have that stay-at-home, steadying influence like Matt Roy, Jacob, go ahead, turn it loose. Become that fourth forward. Jump up into the play. Jacob Chychrun tying records for the Caps in terms of defensive point scoring lately. I think he would point to Matt Roy and say, you know what, he's the stabilizer there. And when you talk to the Caps coaches, when you speak to Spencer Carberry about Matt, the first thing he always references is he's so calm, cool, collected, but an ultra, ultra competitive person. You don't necessarily, you know, if we were to go through 2.5 hours tonight on the air with you on Monumental Sports Network from San Jose and not say Matt Roy's name more than once or twice, that's perfect. That means he's doing his job. Nothing's been exposed. He's not the flashy Jacob Chychrun, John Carlson, offensive type player, but what he is always in the right position, stick in the right place, amazingly even keeled. The situation can be all helter-skelter. Everything can be breaking loose. And this guy is just calm and doesn't get rattled, and that's exactly what you need on the back end.
Joe B, last night, really gritty win out west, second of a back-to-back tonight at the San Jose Sharks in the 10 o'clock hour. So normally, we welcome you as Caps fans into our living rooms. Now we're bringing you to bed with us, a lot of us. I hope you're okay with that, Joe B. It's me and the wife and you and Locker all laying there together.
I did it last night with my phone just rolled over all quiet.
That's right.
I did it.
She's like, why are Joe B and Locker talking in our bed right now? But anyway.
Oh, gosh.
10 o'clock puck drop, I believe, this evening out west. So I'm curious, just this road trip, how taxing it is on these guys, and the second night of a back-to-back after flying cross-country, what should we be watching for this evening?
Schedule's been amazingly tough on them. I mean, I know they're in their mid-20s and such, and they're in peak conditioning in the prime of their lives, but to ask them to do this so routinely, it's every week. It's 3 games, 4 nights. It's 4 games, 6 nights. And now, and nobody in the West, no teams in the West are going to throw any pity parties for the Caps for having to come out here and make these great travel distances, but it's not easy. Last night's game was a real case study in discipline, in patience. With the way the Kings play, teams can get very, very frustrated, try to create too much, and that's when LA jumps on you. They look to counterattack. They just want to make sure they frustrate the bejesus out of you. You try to do too much, they counter and score, and they win close one-goal games. Caps beat them at their own game last night, beat them twice in a couple of weeks at it. Good for them. Tonight will be different. Tonight is a totally different kind of experience with a young San Jose team that loves to fly up and down and trade chances. And so the Sharks have been off while the Caps were playing and travel. We didn't get into the hotel last night. I would say heads didn't hit pillows last night here in San Jose till close to 3 a.m. Now, no morning skate. The guys get their stretching in the morning, maybe a weight lift, maybe a lot of video sessions. It's been away from the rink today. We're all going to get over there in the next little while. But advantage San Jose in that fact. So if you can withstand the first, 10 minutes, first period of a young team that really has some get up and go, then you can hang in. And I fully expect Washington will do that. But the back end of this trip features two different kinds of games than what we saw from L.A. The Anaheim team can really turn it up and go. They're top heavy. Their top line is full of 19 and 20-year-old kids who can just fly. Anaheim has made an incredible turnaround. That team has, really good youngsters and well-positioned veterans dotting their lineup. That's for Friday. But you ask about the challenges, and Spencer Carberry and his staff will look at it and say, hey, fellas, this is just it. The schedule's condensed with the Olympic break. You better get used to it. You better get comfortable with it. And we'll see how comfortable they are right off the jump tonight.
Joe Beep, thank you as always, my friend. Have a great call this evening.
Guys, my pleasure. Stay up late.
Be good. We will. Joe Beninati, check him out. Monumental Sports on the call of the Capitals this evening. As they look for a sixth consecutive win, they would make it 9 of their last 10.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. and a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.